Hey there, from time to time, we're going to be bringing you Quick Tip Tuesdays, just like the one you're listening to right now. They're designed to get you in and out quickly. That's why they're called Quick Tip Tuesdays. So I hope you enjoy it. Tick, tock. Tick, tock. Tick, tock. No, I'm not talking about a clock. I'm actually talking about the fastest growing social media app of the last quarter of 2018 and the first quarter of 2019, and that is TikTok. TikTok, formerly known as Musical.ly, which is where you might know it from, is booming right now. It's absolutely blowing up and it's super fun. So I wanted to just take a quick moment to talk to you about it because it is a way that you can build your tribe. Is it for everyone? No, but then again, no social media is right for everyone. So I wanted to give you the total perspective of what is TikTok? How do you really use it? Who's it for? Who are the demographics? And even maybe some ideas on how you can use TikTok to leverage possible fame or followers on that app to growing your tribe elsewhere, whether it's on Instagram, YouTube, or your email list. So let's get into it. Let's start talking about TikTok. I actually discovered TikTok from ads that were constantly popping up on my Snapchat. Between every story on Snapchat, I would get these three or four different TikTok ads that were, I'm gonna be honest, at first they were kind of entertaining and dancey and funny, but then they got annoying because it was the same ones over and over again. But I remembered how fun and energetic and dancey they were at first, so I was like, okay, I'm gonna download the app and I wanna check out what else they have. If these are the three to four that they're showing me in an advertisement, I wanna see what else is happening on TikTok. So I downloaded the app and I just started checking it out. And immediately I was hooked. The first night I downloaded TikTok, and maybe this could be a word of warning for you if you are about to download it. The first night I downloaded it, I sat in my bed for 3 hours when I should have been asleep, just scrolling endlessly through videos. Video after video, laughing hysterically, sending them all to my sister who was asleep and had to go through them all the next morning when she woke up. TikTok is kind of like Vine in that way. If you remember the old app Vine that had 6-second looping videos that were mostly funny or dancing based or had some kind of video trick to them, TikTok is very similar. It's a lot of funny, it's a lot of humor, there's lots of dancing, lip syncing, there's music, there's definitely some big time characters and people who can definitely make you laugh with their personalities or their styles or whatever it is. And it is definitely an app that you can get lost in. The videos on TikTok are usually 15 seconds long. You can record up to 60 seconds long, but most people keep it under 15 seconds. And just like Vine, the videos loop. So that means you don't have to press play on every video. You don't have to open the video. Literally, when you open TikTok, the entire screen will be filled by someone's 15-second or less video. And once that video is done playing, it immediately starts back over in a loop. To move on to the next video, you don't scroll down through a feed and hope that something catches your eye. Literally, once you swipe and start your scroll, you'll be on to the next video. And this is how you get lost in TikTok. Even if you haven't created an account yet, right when you download the app, you'll be shown the For You page. The For You page is kind of like the old popular page on Instagram, where basically it just shows you the most popular and viral content. So that's why you'll get hooked, because as soon as you download the app, before you've even set up a username and password, you're being shown the funniest of the funny, the most creative accounts and the best dancers, the best lip syncers, the funniest people. You're immediately going to be hooked. And just like every other social media platform, there is an endless scroll. So what that means is as you scroll, more content is just going to be continually added below your scroll. So you can never technically run out of content. You can just keep going forever, watching video after video, laughing hysterically and crying at some of the things that people come up with on TikTok. I will say this, it's not just for humor. I know I've been focusing on that. It's not just for making people laugh and dancing and lip syncing. You can actually record your own unique content. You can record your own sounds and treat it kind of like an Instagram story or a Snapchat story or even a very, very short YouTube video. And I've seen a lot of people having success with that. There's one person who I follow who literally gives investment advice on TikTok. He's an adult. He's a grown man. He has a background in investing, and I think he's actually an investment manager. Not 100% sure. I haven't taken his advice yet, but he does have some really good advice on there. And he's not dancing, he's not lip syncing, he's not trying to be funny. He's literally just giving you updates, daily updates on the stock market and trends and some stocks to keep your eye out on and maybe some trends that you should avoid, things like that. He's constantly giving tips and just sharing advice with direct-to-camera videos. So you could use TikTok in the same way to your own advantage. Maybe you've already written off TikTok as a way that you're going to grow your following. Maybe you don't care about dancing or being funny or even trying to grow a large following on TikTok. Maybe you're just someone who struggles with camera shyness. As I've learned from talking to so many of you, it's such a common problem, such a common fear, the fear of putting yourself on camera. So why not try it out on this brand new app that isn't that huge yet? I mean, chances are if you do make a direct-to-camera video on TikTok, not too many people are going to see it. So utilize it to your advantage. Start using the front-facing camera and doing some direct-to-camera videos, talking to the camera, maybe doing some teaching. And that way, you'll be practicing for future Instagram stories or Snapchat stories or Instagram or Facebook live videos. You have to practice, 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 practice. People are always complimenting me, Brock, you know, you sound so fluid and conversational on Instagram Live or on your stories. And I really appreciate that. But I also know that it has taken me a long time to get to where I am today. And I am still constantly practicing. If you could see some of my early Snapchat stories and my early lessons in some of my courses, you would be laughing hysterically as if you're watching a TikTok because they were really, really awkward, really bad, really scripted and robotic. And I used to try to end everything with a smile and it was a tough scene, let me tell you. But I practiced. I used Snapchat as my platform to practice. If you don't want to download Snapchat, if TikTok sounds like a fun way to both get some laughs, waste some time, and practice your direct-to-camera speaking and putting your face on camera, all the power to you. And I think it's a great way that you could use TikTok. In addition, I have noticed, because yours truly has gone viral like 10 times now on TikTok, it's not too hard to go viral on TikTok. And by go viral, I mean have videos with 1 million views. Yeah, you heard that right. There are well over 1 million people. I believe there's nearly 500,000 people now using TikTok. And I have multiple videos that are over 1 million views. In fact, one of my earliest videos that was recorded when I only had 300 followers has over 7 million views now on TikTok. 7 million views. And at the time I posted it, I only had 300 followers. Since then, I've grown a very large following on TikTok, much larger than any of my other social channels, which I think is pretty funny because TikTok is probably where I've spent the least amount of time and put the least amount of effort in, but that's kind of the beauty of it. It's such an early platform that you can be an early settler. And just by creating some content and committing to it and trying to be funny or dancing or doing whatever it is that you're talented at, you can go viral on TikTok without a huge following. I actually created an entire course about what we're talking about today. It's explaining to you what is TikTok, how do you use TikTok, both as a consumer, just someone who's, you know, scrolling through the content and learning how to follow people, and as a content creator, someone who maybe is, you know, actually producing videos or making lip syncs or dancing or recording those direct to camera videos, how you can actually be a content creator. And I created also a lesson in this little mini course that I created about how to go viral, some of my best tips that I've learned and some strategies on how you can get more views and go viral on TikTok. That is available for just $7.99, and that's on teachtiktok.com. TikTok is spelled with a K, so it's teach, T-E-A-C-H, tick, T-I-K, talk, T-O-K, teachtiktok.com. And again, it's available for just $7.99. It's just 4 quick little video lessons that will teach you how to use it so that you don't have to spend the time yourself fiddling around with the app, trying to figure out how to use it. And if you do want to learn to go viral, if you want to start growing your following on TikTok or learn how to produce those videos and actually start recording yourself on camera, that's on teachtiktok.com. And I've had plenty of students go through it so far. You can go through it in one sitting and be up and rolling on the app, utilizing it and starting to grow your following. Let's talk about the demographics of TikTok. Musical.ly had a very, very heavy preteen and early teenager demographic. the really, you know, 10 to 14, 15, 16 year old, that was the sweet spot for Musical.ly. Now that TikTok, which is a Chinese company, has bought Musical.ly and rebranded as TikTok, its demographic has been shifted. Although I will admit that it is still primarily used and consumed by a younger audience, there are a large amount of older audience, let's just say, on TikTok. And some of the beauty in that is that there aren't a ton yet, so you stand out. If you do want to start growing your following and you do want to start leveraging, you know, like for example, me, who now has over 200,000 followers on TikTok, which is insane. I have now begun to leverage those followers and direct them over to my Instagram and my YouTube channel. And if that's something that you wanted to do as well, again, it might be a little bit easier right now. In fact, it is a little bit easier right now to go viral on TikTok and get a huge following than it is on any other platform. Because very simply, on TikTok, you're a big fish in a little pond. On Instagram, you're probably a little fish in a big pond. Unless you have over a million followers, even then, it seems like you're still maybe just a medium fish in a really big pond. TikTok's pond is still pretty small, and if you get there early enough, if you get there right now and start using it, even just to start practicing your direct-to-camera videos, you can become a big fish in a little pond. I'll leave you with this. I'm not going to beg you to join TikTok. I'm not going to beg you to join any social media platform. I think you can crush it no matter what platform you're on. I think that every platform has its pros and its cons. I hope you now understand that some of the pros of TikTok are that you can be a big fish in a little pond. You can grow a large following, and even if you don't want to grow a following, you can get some practice putting your face on camera in a very low pressure environment. The cons? You might get lost in some really funny videos and waste a little bit too much time, and maybe the demographic isn't exactly what you're looking for. Although I will counter that con by saying the demographic is shifting, and the more of us who join TikTok, the more the platform is, you know, shifting towards our demographic and away from the younger age demographic. And with that, I hope to see you on TikTok. At the very least, maybe you could check out some of my videos and get a good laugh. And until next time, happy networking.